Good afternoon.
下午好。
The pastor of the church where I grew up warned regularly about mishandling the Word of God.
在我老家的教会里，有一位牧师时常警戒信徒不要错解神的道。
He warned particularly against taking verses out of their context.
他尤其警告我们不能断章取义。
He used a story to illustrate the danger.
他用一个故事来阐明这样做的危险。
The humor in the story made it easy to remember.
而人们对于幽默的故事总能牢记在心。
A man was seeking the will of God.
一个人在寻求神的旨意。
He thought he could randomly open his Bible to find some verse that would direct him.
他想只要随意打开圣经，就能找到可以向他指点迷津的章节。
So he flipped open his Bible.
所以他快快翻开圣经。
And he pointed to a verse.
指住一节经文读了起来。
Read it. Judas went away and hung himself.
犹大出去吊死了。
Of course he did not like that.
当然他不喜欢这句。
So he shut his Bible.
他合上圣经。
It was certainly not an encouraging word.
显然这不是鼓舞人心的话。
But he thought he would try again.
但他想他可以再试一次。
So again he flipped open his Bible.
所以他再次快速打开圣经。
And he pointed to another verse.
指住了另一节经文。
Go and do likewise.
上面写你去照样行吧。
So he slammed the Bible shut.
他砰地把圣经合上。
That wasn't good direction for him.
这对他可不是个好指导。
But he wasn't one to give up easily.
但他不是一个轻言放弃的人。
So he thought he would try one more time.
因此他打算再多试一次。
So he carefully opened up his Bible.
这次他小心地打开圣经。
And pointed to one more verse.
点住一句经文。
What you are about to do, do quickly.
你所做的，快做吧。
That's certainly not a good way to find the will of God.
这是寻求神旨意的错误方法。
It's not the way to find the meaning of God's word and its application.
用这样的方式无法找到神话语的真意以及正确的应用。
The story is humorous.
这个故事很幽默。
But it illustrates that there are many supposed interpretations of the Bible.
但表明了的确存在许多对圣经自以为是的解释。
It illustrates why many applications are strained or even foreign to the text.
它也表明了许多经文在实际应用上为什么显得很牵强，甚至与圣经教导毫不相干。
The Bible was not handled correctly.
因为圣经没有被正确的分解。
In Paul's last inspired letter, 2 Timothy, Paul charged Timothy to guard the truth.
在保罗最后一封教牧书信提摩太后书中，保罗指示提摩太守住真道。
He charged Timothy to entrust God's word to others.
也命令他将真道交托给其他人。
And he told Timothy to handle the word correctly.
同时他告诉提摩太要按正义分解真道。
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
请看提摩太后书二章十五节。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Grammatically, the command in this verse is to be diligent.
从语法上看，经文中的命令是勤奋。
But we must ask, diligent at what?
但我们会问，在哪方面勤奋？
Paul says, diligent to present yourself approved to God.
保罗说，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。
This is more than merely appearing before God.
这不仅仅只出现在神的面前。
Paul tells Timothy to make every effort so that when he stands before God, he will receive God's approval.
保罗告诉提摩太要全力以赴，只有这样，当他站在神面前时，才能得神喜悦。
Then we should ask what is necessary to be approved.
那我们会问什么是蒙神喜悦的必要条件？
And the answer is the heart of the command.
答案就在这条命令的中心思想里。
Handle accurately the word of truth.
就是按正义分解真理的道。
Correct handling of God's word is necessary for God's approval.
正确分解神的道就是得神喜悦的必要条件。
We should be diligent to accurately handle God's word.
我们要竭力按正义分解神的道。
Then when we stand before God, we will receive his approval.
然后当我们站在神面前时，就能得蒙喜悦了。
In order to fully appreciate this charge of Paul to Timothy, we need to ask three questions.
为了充分理解保罗对提摩太的命令，我们需要问三个问题。
First, what does handling God's word accurately mean?
一，什么是按正义分解神的道？
Second,What does handling God's word accurately require?
二，需要怎样做？
And third, what does handling God's word accurately produce?
三，正确分解神的道会产生什么结果？
We can understand what handling God's word accurately means from the word itself and from the context of the verse.
通过经文本身以及上下文可以知道什么叫正确分解神的道。
The original Greek text has only one word for accurately handle.
正确分解这四个字在原版希腊文圣经中是一个字。
It's a rare word.
一个冷僻的字。
It occurs only here in the New Testament.
在新约里只有这一处出现。
It appears twice in the Greek translation of the Old Testament.
在旧约的希腊文翻译里出现过两次。
Roughly, it means literally to cut something straight.
从字面上大致指平直切割某物。
It does not have a literal meaning here, but figurative.
在这里没有特别的文字意义，但有比喻的意义。
However, the literal usage helps understand the figurative meaning.
然而字面意义有助于人们对比喻意义的理解。
Interpreters have suggested at least three possible literal usages which might illustrate what the sense is here.
解经者们提出至少有三种可能的字面意思被用来阐明此处的含义。
Paul might have had in mind his own trade of leatherworking.
保罗可能在脑海里浮现出他从事的皮革制造。
The worker had to cut the leather straight in order to piece it together.
工人必须把皮革整齐切割以便拼接。
Otherwise, two pieces would not fit together correctly.
否则两片皮就不能很好地缝合在一起。
And this illustration would emphasize that scripture cannot contradict itself.
这个例子强调了圣经不是自相矛盾的。
It fits together.
而是相互融合。
Don't twist it so that it doesn't fit.
强解经文会造成内容的不统一。
Some suggest that Paul had the stonemason in mind.
一些人提出当时保罗脑海里呈现的是泥瓦匠。
The mason had to cut the stones straight.
泥瓦匠必须整齐地切割砖头。
The mason places the stones in a building.
然后码在房子上。
Only straightly cut stones fit together.
只有那些切割整齐的砖头才能严丝合缝。
Seems more probable that Paul had in mind the sense which we find in Proverbs 3 and Proverbs 11.
更有可能浮现在保罗脑海里的是我们在箴言三章六节和十一章五节里看到的经文。
Just read the verse. Okay.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
The word is to cut the path straight.
指引一词指叫人走正直的路。
Workers cut a straight road through a forest.
工人们要修一条穿越森林的路。
They level or straighten roads through hills.
他们翻山越岭铲平道路。
It made travel easier and quicker.
这就使得旅行变得轻松便捷。
It helped the traveler reach the destination.
也帮助旅行者到达目的地。
Cutting the word of God straight is therefore similar to making a gentle, accurate path.
而正确分解神的道就如同造一条地势平缓、方向精准的道路。
Accurate handling of God's word takes you to the meaning.
正确分解神的道能带领你进入真理。
It gives a clear explanation.
它给予清楚的解释。
It helps the person understand and apply the word.
帮助人们理解并应用真理。
The context of 2 Timothy 2:15 supports this meaning of accurately handling.
提摩太后书二章十五节的上下文支持了按正义分解的论点。
The context illustrates how Paul is using the word.
他阐述了保罗是如何应用的。
Look at verse 16.
请看十六节。
Unfortunately, some translations, like the NIV, leave out the conjunction.
很不幸，一些译本就像 NIV 遗漏了一个连词。
But verse 16 begins with the word but.
第十六节起始于一个但字。
Verse 16 is in contrast to verse 15.
16节与15节形成一个对比。
Avoid worldly chatter.
16节说要远避世俗的虚谈。
It's also translated empty, foolish chatter.
它也被翻译成空谈。
It is talking from a perspective that excludes God.
就是指所谈论的观点看法不涉及神。
It's the opposite of cutting straight the word of truth.
这是正确分解真道的对立面。
In verse 17, Paul calls this empty chatter teaching.
在17节里，保罗称这种空谈为教导。
Teaching should not be worldly chatter.
而教导不应当与世俗的空谈同流合污。
Correct teaching does not put worldly thinking into the Bible.
正确的教导不能把属世的观点带入圣经。
Correct teaching draws out of the Bible what it says.
正确的教导是带出圣经的观点。
Empty chatter also leads to ungodliness.
空谈也导致不敬虔。
The path which worldly chatter cuts leads to ungodliness.
以世俗的空谈铺就的路引向不敬虔。
It does not lead to God and godly living.
它不通向神和敬虔的生活。
Cutting the word of truth straight leads to godly living.
正确分解真道则引向属灵的生活。
It makes a path to godliness.
那是一条敬虔之路。
Look at verse 18.
请看十八节。
Paul's talking about the two men from verse 17.
保罗说到在十七节里出现的两个人。
They have wandered from the truth.
他们偏离了真道。
The word to wander away means to get out of line.
偏离这个词意指越线。
It's the negative form of a word that means to stay in line.
它是合乎体统的否定形式。
The concept is related to having a straight path.
这个概念与正确的路径有关。
They were not cutting it straight.
他们没有准确的解经。
Instead, they were teaching something wrong.
相反，他们教导错误的东西。
They were wrongly claiming that the resurrection had already taken place.
他们错误地声称复活的事已经过去了。
They twisted what the Bible said.
他们歪曲了圣经所说的。
Cutting the word straight means understanding it correctly.
准确的分解真道意味着正确的理解。
Handling the word accurately is the opposite of teaching falsehood.
按正义分解真道是假教导的对立面。
It strives to discover the truth of the word.
它竭力寻求真道。
It presents that truth accurately and clearly.
并清晰明确地呈现出真理。
Look at verse 23.
请看二十三节。
Paul picks up on the topic of worldly chatter from verse 16 by calling it foolish and stupid arguments.
保罗通过称其为愚拙无学问的辩论，重新捡起16节讲论的世俗虚谈的话题。
Biblically, a fool is someone who disregards God.
圣经所言的愚拙人是指无视神之人。
A fool says in his heart, there is no God.
愚拙人对自己说没有神。
Jesus said that those who did not do what he said were foolish.
耶稣则说那些不照他的话去做的人是愚拙的。
He also called the scribes and Pharisees fools.
他也称文士和法利赛人为愚拙人。
They disregarded the nature of God when taking oaths.
他们发誓时轻视神的属性。
They ignored the fact that God had created everything.
他们也忽略神造万物的事实。
Paul wrote about the foolishness of the world.
保罗论到了世俗的愚拙。
Foolish arguments do not have a divine perspective.
而愚拙的辩论毫无属灵的观点。
They are not based upon the word of God.
他们不是被建立在真道上的。
Paul also called their arguments stupid.
保罗也称他们的辩论是无学问的。
In today's English, stupid is often a derogatory word to put people down.
在当代英文里，这个词是侮辱性的。
But here it means uninstructed or uninformed.
但在此处是指未被教导或未告知。
These men wanted to debate issues, but had not properly informed themselves with what the Bible said.
这些人还没有整明白圣经阐述的观点，却想要辩论。
Handling accurately the word of truth means first of all knowing and understanding the word correctly.
而正确分解真道，首先要正确的明白和理解它。
Now look at verses 24 to 26.
请看二十四节下半句至二十六节。
Verses 24 to 26.
上面写道，然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和地待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟，脱离他的网络。
Paul continues the thought from verse 23.
保罗继续了第二十三节的观点。
Stupid arguments produce quarrels.
无学问的辩论引发争竞。
In contrast to those who have stupid arguments, the man of God should not quarrel.
而作为与这些人有区别的神的儿女不应有争竞。
Instead, he should teach the truth.
相反，他应教导真理。
But he is also to be kind.
但也是柔顺的。
He's to be gentle.
温和的。
He should desire the restoration of those who oppose the truth.
要渴慕去挽回那些抵挡真道的人。
Cutting the word straight includes the manner and motive in presentation.
正确分解真道包括讲论时的方式方法及动机。
Handling God's word accurately, cutting it straight, means knowing the truth and gently communicating it.
按正义分解真道意味着明白真理并柔和地传讲。
It's like providing a straight, gentle path for a traveler.
这就像为旅行者提供一条笔直平缓的道路。
It is finding the correct meaning and making appropriate application.
这也是在寻求正确的含义以及合宜的应用。
It's applying the truth with a desire to bring people closer to God.
凭着渴慕的心使用真理来带领人就近神。
So what does it require in us to do that?
那么正确分解真理要求我们做什么呢？
Paul implies two requirements in this text.
保罗在文中暗示了两点要求。
But an important third requirement has to be added.
但必须另外加上第三点重要的要求。
First, handling God's word accurately requires diligence.
第一，正确分解神的道要求勤奋。
The diligent person is conscientious.
一个勤劳的人是富有责任心的。
They look to be sure that all is done which needs to be done.
他们做事一丝不苟。
They keep at a task until it is done right.
他们做工善始善终。
The word also implies an eagerness to do it right.
这个词也暗示了一种热心行义的心态。
They eagerly follow every lead to discover every bit of meaning.
他们渴慕对真理的透彻理解。
The diligent Bible student is not satisfied with a superficial answer.
竭力学习圣经的人不满足于肤浅的答案。
They check all which the Bible says.
他们会通读相关经文。
They look at different translations.
查阅不同译本。
They consider various options until they are certain of the truth.
思考各种选项直到真理被确定。
That is why handling God's word accurately requires work.
这就是为什么正确分解神的道要求做工。
Paul calls this person in 2 Timothy 2:15 a workman.
保罗在提摩太后书二章十五节中称其为工人。
He is someone who puts out effort to accomplish something.
就是劳苦做工的人。
In 1 Timothy 5:17, Paul wrote that elders who labor at preaching and teaching deserve double honor or pay.
在提摩太前书五章十七节中，保罗写道：“但劳苦传道教导人的长老，配受加倍的敬奉。”
The word there, labor, means to work until tired.
劳苦表示做工直到疲累。
Handling God's word accurately takes work.
要正确分解神的道是花力气的。
I know a man who recently started teaching a home Bible study.
我认识一个人最近开始教导家庭查经。
He's now aware that it takes many hours to prepare for even a short Bible study.
他意识到即使是一节很短的查经课都需要花费大量时间去准备。
Handling God's word accurately takes work.
按正义分解神的道是要花力气的。
A third requirement is presumed by Paul in this verse.
在这节里第三个要求也被保罗推论出来了。
He's already mentioned it in regard to guarding the word.
他在关于持守真道的讲论时已经提到了这一点。
Handling God's word accurately requires the Holy Spirit.
正确分解神的道需要圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit to correctly understand the word.
我们需要借圣灵的帮助来理解真道。
Paul explained this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
保罗在哥林多前书二章十四节中解释道
The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. He cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
For this reason, it's important to pray as we read and study the Word of God.
正是这个原因使得我们在读经和查经时所做的祷告尤为重要。
We need the Spirit to understand God's Word.
我们要靠着圣灵来参透神的道。
For the same reason, we should pray as we communicate God's Word.
同样，当我们传达神的道时，也要祷告。
The other person also needs the Spirit to convict and convince.
因为对方也需要圣灵的做工来认罪和认识神。
This is behind Paul's hope in 2 Timothy 2:25.
这一点体现在保罗的心愿里。
In the hope that God will grant them repentance.
提摩太后书二章二十五节说道，或者神给他们悔改的心。
The Spirit applies God's word in the heart of that person.
是圣灵将神的道摆放在人心里的。
To communicate the word gently and patiently, we also need the Spirit.
而温柔忍耐的传道也需要圣灵的帮助。
Gentleness, kindness, and patience belong to the fruit of the Spirit.
温柔、恩慈和忍耐是属圣灵的果子。
Paul described this in Galatians 5:22 and 23.
保罗在哥罗西书五章二十二节下半句至二十三节描述过这样的果子。
These are character qualities which God, by His Spirit, develops in us as we learn and submit to God's Word.
当我们学习并顺服真道时，神就借着圣灵使这些属灵的品格在我们里面成长壮大。
Our own diligence and work are not enough to handle God's Word accurately.
仅靠自己竭力做工不足以正确分解神的道。
We need God's Spirit to work in and through us.
我们还需要圣灵在我们里面透过我们做工。
Now there's a third and final question to ask.
这是第三个，也是最后一个提问。
What does handling God's word accurately produce?
按正义分解真道会产生什么结果？
It would be wonderful if accurately handling of God's word always produced positive results in those who hear the word.
如果正确分解神的道，总能在听众心里产生积极效果，那可真是好的无比了。
Now the word is the sword of the Spirit.
真道是圣灵的剑。
It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
比任何双刃剑都锋利。
God has also promised that His word will accomplish His purposes.
神也应许将来他的道必成就他的旨意。
But sadly, those purposes do not always include immediate acceptance of the word.
但遗憾的是，那些旨意并不总是包括人对真道的果断接受。
Look again at 2 Timothy 2:25.
请看提摩太后书二章二十五节。
Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct, in the hope that God will grant them repentance.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心。
It's a hope that God will grant repentance.
这是对神给人悔改之心的期望。
We do not have that assurance.
而我们传讲的人则没有这样的确据。
God must work in the heart of those who hear the word.
唯有神能在听道者的内心做工。
We hope that God will give them a change of mind.
我们希望神会给他们更新的意念。
Teaching alone does not guarantee it.
而教导本身并不能保证事情的成就。
But handling the word of God accurately does produce effects of which we can be assured.
但正确分解真道会产生肯定的效果。
They are effects in the one who handles the word.
而这样的效果出于那个解经者。
Positively, it gives God'sIt gives cause for God's approval.
从积极方面看，它使人得蒙神的喜悦。
Negatively stated, it removes cause for shame.
从消极方面看呢，它使人不致羞愧。
Be diligent to show yourself approved unto God, a workman not needing to be ashamed.
提摩太后书二章十五节说道：“你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人。”
Failure to handle the word of God accurately will bring shame.
不能正确分解真道会带来羞愧。
Handling God's word accurately removes cause for shame.
反之则叫人问心无愧。
Imagine that your boss at work gives instructions.
可以想象一下，你老板给了你工作指示。
And then you pass them on inaccurately and incompletely.
然而你却没有准确或全力地完成。
You didn't take the time to read them carefully.
你没有花时间仔细查阅。
Or you didn't make the effort to pass them on fully.
又或没有尽心竭力。
Then your boss finds out.
老板发现了。
And he has to correct the mistake you made because you were sloppy.
那他不得不去纠正因你的草率而铸就的错误。
How would you feel?
你有何感想呢？
Ashamed.
羞愧难当。
How much more will this be true with God's word?
那就更不用说以这样的态度对待真道了。
The creator of the universe has spoken.
天地创造者已表达了观点。
What will happen if you twist his words, even if just by neglect?
如果你曲解真道，即使只是忽视真道，会发生什么呢？
What if he asks, why did you not take the time to read carefully?
如果他问为什么你没有花时间仔细阅读呢？
Would you be ashamed?
你会羞愧吗？
I think so.
绝对会。
Just having the word makes us responsible in this area.
只要拥有圣经，我们就要在这方面负起责任。
Remember the parable of the talents.
请回忆一下才干的比喻。
A master had given each of three servants a certain amount of money.
主人给三个仆人一定数目的钱财。
He expected each of them to use what they had wisely.
他期望每一个都能智慧地使用钱财。
One servant merely buried the money and then returned it to the master.
而一个仆人只是把钱埋了，随后原样还给主人。
And the master punished him.
主人刑罚了他。
God has given us his word.
神给我们他的道。
We possess it now.
现在我们拥有了它。
We should handle it accurately in order not to be ashamed.
为了问心无愧，我们应当正确分解。
On the other hand, you can work to determine accurately what God has said.
另一方面，你可以做出正确的决定来遵循神的旨意。
Handling God's word accurately gives cause for approval.
就是正确分解真道是蒙神喜悦的。
You rely upon God's spirit.
你要倚靠圣灵。
You accurately and gently communicate his truth.
你要准确而温和地传道。
You apply it appropriately.
并合宜地应用真理。
And this gains God's approval.
这就得神喜悦了。
His words to you will be, well done.
他将对你说好。
You were a good and faithful servant.
你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
God has entrusted us with his word.
神将他的道交托我们。
Handling it accurately gains his approval.
正确的分解蒙神喜悦。
Instead of feeling shame, we will experience joy.
我们将体验到喜乐而非羞愧。
You know, there are difficult passages in the Bible.
圣经里有一些晦涩的经文。
And we may struggle at understanding them.
我们或许难以理解。
The Apostle Peter admitted this about the Apostle Paul.
使徒彼得在论到使徒保罗的书信时也承认了这一点。
In 2 Peter 3 verse 16 it says, His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort so they do, as they do the other scriptures,to their own destruction.
彼得后书三章十六节下半句写道，信中有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
If you do not understand something in the Bible, admit it.
如果你对某些经文不明白，就承认嘛。
But do not distort it.
但不要强解。
Do not try to change it into something that you like.
不要以自己的喜好来改变它的原意。
Do not try to change it into something understandable but different from what is written.
也不要为了便于理解而篡改本意。
Ask God to help you understand.
求神来帮助你。
Read the greater context.
阅读较重要的上下文。
Look in the context for clues to the meaning.
从上下文里寻找解经的线索。
Read other translations.
阅读不同的译本。
Now, translations are better than paraphrases.
直译比意译好。
Paraphrases are sometimes guilty of making the text sound understandable, but not truly translating what is there.
有时意译虽然使经文更易理解，但却偏离了原文意思。
Listen to good teaching.
听合宜的讲解。
But be like the Bereans in Acts 16, verse 11.
但要像使徒行传17章11节里的皮里亚信徒一样。
Paul came to them preaching the gospel.
保罗去到他们那里传福音。
And they examined the scriptures to see if what Paul said was true.
他们便查考圣经，要晓得保罗所传的是与不是。
The Bible is not a magical book.
圣经不是魔法书。
You don't just pull out verses and give them whatever meaning you want.
你不用挑出经文来给他们赋予 你自己的解释。
Read them in their context.
从上下文来查阅。
Seek to understand what the original author meant.
寻找作者的写作目的。
Apply it only in the sense it was intended.
且只按经文原意来应用经文。
Then you will be an approved workman with no reason to be ashamed.
那么你就能成为无愧的工人，得蒙神的喜悦。